It's been 10 years since Democrats had control of the Michigan House of Representatives. Now they're vying to win back control over the lower chamber. WKAR's Abigail Sensky has more.
In 2018, a blue wave swept Michigan's highest offices, governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. Democrats also flipped two congressional seats and made gains in the state Senate. But in the state House of Representatives, they came up short. Representative Lori Pohutsky, a Livonia Democrat, won in 2018. She says this year, holding on to her seat and picking up four others seems more realistic than the party's goal of 9 seats 2 years ago.
I think the target is much more manageable, to be honest with you. Even just being a candidate and being on that side of it in 2018, 9 seemed like a really tall order.
Democrat Kelly Breen ran for Michigan's 38th House District in 2018 and lost. This year, she's running again, and she thinks changes to the suburbs around Novi are working in her favor.
All the factors that tend to favor Democrats are in play here, with a diverse population, with people moving out this way. And then when you add on the horrible rhetoric that we hear coming from the top of the chain against our own governor, whose life was just threatened, that does not sit well with people.
Democrats not only need to pick up 4 seats to gain control of the House, they also need to hold on to the seats they already have. In a presidential election year, places where Democrats won in 2018, like Livonia or Bay City, could see higher Republican turnout. Brian Biegun helped Republicans with redistricting in 2011. He says it's more likely the House will be split 55-55.
Dems could wake up and be like, we may have lost a seat, which would pretty much negate the effect of winning 4 seats.
But outside groups like the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, which back Democratic candidates in state legislatures across the country, say they're on the offensive in Michigan. Jessica Post is president of the DLCC. She says President Trump is toxic in the suburbs, and that's making Democrats stronger.
Now we're competitive in Novi and Northville, in places that are even further away from sort of the city center. So we're not just winning sort of the inner ring suburbs, we're now ready to win expanded parts of Oakland County, which I think is quite exciting.
Winning 4 seats won't be enough. Democrats also need to hold on to the 6 seats they won in 2018. John Lindstrom has watched the state legislature for a long time as a Capitol reporter for Gong War. He says if Joe Biden wins Michigan by 6 or 7 points, things are looking up for Democrats. But if the win at the top of the ticket is less substantial, it's more likely Democrats could end up with a split House.
A split House isn't going to make things any easier for Governor Whitmer than they are now, I would say. So if she wants to have any increased influence, she really has to hope that the Democrats can take control of the House.
That would be the second split House in 30 years in Michigan, which could mean even more gridlock at the state capitol than there already is. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.